Okay, that was Thin Lizzy there and Dancing in the Moonlight. And on the phone now I have Ray Yates from Dublin City Council. Good morning, Ray.
How you doing?
Thank you for taking the call this morning.
No,
we're going to talk about Dublin's bid to be European Capital of Culture in 2020 and the cafe conversations that are happening, which sound very interesting. Just tell us about this bid and what it takes to actually become European Capital of Culture.
Well, every year two countries are asked to nominate and designate a capital of culture, and the competition takes place 5 years before the designation. So the competition for 2020 is done by rotation. Ireland and Croatia have to come up with a city each in 2020, and the competition's in 2015. Croatia have just completed their competition, but they haven't announced the winner, and Ireland is in the middle of its competition in the first bid phase. So at the moment we're preparing our bid book, and we have to have it in October this year. So the European Capital of Culture is a European designation. It's very important to remember. It's not like Limerick last year was a national city of culture, and Derry the year before was a UK city of culture. That sounds a bit confusing,
yeah,
but
yeah, okay.
It's a European city of culture that we're attempting to be. And this designation brings a huge amount of cultural programming and culture in all areas of city life into the city during the year. So give you an example, when Liverpool won the designation in 2008, they would have made more than €1 billion of revenue for the city for a spend of about €100 million.
Oh, that's excellent. That's an excellent comeback. And this Dublin City now being multicultural, there's an awful lot of work involved, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think what we found out is capital cities didn't win the designation for the past 5 years in any of the countries because it's very difficult to unite a capital city.
Yeah.
You know, they already think they're capitals of culture and can't, you know, just send us the money. Basically, we're doing it already. But in fact, just as when you're doing an arts project, you don't do an arts project or a culture project about culture. You do it about some topic or issue that you want to do it about. Like you might do a play about unemployment, or you might do a, you know, being a composer might be inspired by real life events. The city of culture has to be an inspired idea that governs everything. So, for example, you might want to improve the transport system and people's quality of life through culture. That's a real European Capital of Culture idea. Or you might want poorer areas to have cultural equality, or you might want all children to gain access to culture before the age of 7. You know, these are the really big ideas you need to have, and you need the whole city to become involved in coming up with that idea and supporting that idea. That's why we're doing our big consultations now.
So we'll talk about these consultations as they come and have a coffee throughout May. Cafe conversations, just explain to the listeners what that's all about.
Well, the great thing about a cafe conversation is that it's not a lecture. I think the cafe movement developed around the fact that everybody in a room, like if there's 100 people in a room, it's you want to hear from them. You don't necessarily want experts to sit up and tell them what to do or what to think or what's the truth. The people in the room have the information. So you're invited along to have a conversation. Everybody sits at tables, maybe of 5 or 7 people, and they debate a question. So the question could be, you know, it's Europe and it's Ireland or Dublin 2020. What will the European Capital Culture look like? If you had your wish, what would it be? And then all of the tables debate that question, and they rotate every 20 minutes or so to keep the conversation going, and there's feedback in between the rotations, so that at the end of the day you hear from everybody in the room as to what are the dominant ideas that they have.
So you will take these ideas, and what will happen then? Would this go before a board or something like that to discuss?
There's a very big steering group for the Capital Culture, which is across community, business, culture, economic development, like right around range of stakeholders, and anyone can really join that steering group if they wish, do you know? Mm-hmm. And they meet with the bid team. There's a team of about 10 people working on the bid. They meet them every month, and then we feedback everything that we're picking up from consultation, and we have to come up with what they call the urgency, the risk that we're going to take as a city in our application, because that's what the independent panel will back.
Okay, and are these the cafe conversations, they're open to anybody and everybody, or is it specific?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a great one going on now on Friday in Dublin Zoo, and we really wanted to make it attractive for people to go. So if you go along to the cafe, you can stay on in the zoo for the day if you want, or come early and go to the zoo and then go into the cafe. So if you just click on our website, which is www.dublin2020. If you go on to Dublin 2020, you'll see Cafe Conversations and click in and register. It's free. We'd love to hear from you, no matter what age or background or whatever. Come on down and, you know, as a Dubliner, let us know what you what your vision is for the city.
I just mentioned a few, couple of the Dublin ones. The Dublin Zoo one, that's on at 9:30, isn't it? 9:30 to 12:30 on Friday. And then there's one for our catchment area, more or less, be Croke Park. That's Friday the 15th, that'd be the following Friday, and that's 9:30 to 12:30. And and I also notice here, so if people are in work at those times, there's one in Glasnevin Cemetery. From 6 to 9.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Glasnevin Cemetery will that be held?
It'll be in the conference rooms there.
Yeah.
In the main building. So, you know, that's a chance to maybe kill two birds with one stone. Lots of people are very interested in getting up to there, and it could be a chance for them to see it maybe if they haven't been there before.
Okay, and there was, of course, a great film made about Glasnevin Cemetery. Everybody, anybody and everybody is welcome to these meetings.
Oh, the more the merrier. And we really want to demonstrate the idea that the whole city is bidding and not just a group of people, you know, writing a document. So it's very, very important for us to hear from everybody in the city.
Okay, and how do the contact details again?
Right. You just get on our website on www.dublin2020.ie. And then you'll see a link for Cafe Conversations. Click in and register, and you'll get an email, and away you go.
Booking is essential.
I think so, yeah, because there's quite a bit of demand. So, but, you know, if you go on the website, or, you know, if you want to give the city, Dublin City Council, a call, we'll come back to you.
Okay. So this all sounds very, very interesting. And anything you want to add, Ray?
Yeah, I think that people may be put off by the word culture sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They might think, oh, it's going to be kind of highfalutin or difficult or whatever. You know, we're all involved in culture. We don't even realise it. Like, I was looking at people on the bus this morning, and there was people reading, people listening to music, people engaged in kind of creative conversations. And you say, this is all culture.
Yeah.
Like, everybody on the bus was involved in culture. So we're kind of like fish in water, and we don't realize, even if we're stopping to appreciate our heritage or looking at a building, you're engaging in culture. So don't be put off by that. You are already a cultural expert, and we'd love to hear.
Yeah, it's a very good point. When people hear the word culture, they might back away from it. It's like art galleries and theatre. Some people think theatre is not for them, but actually it is. So listen.
Oh, yeah. So when you get there, you'll really enjoy it.
Okay.
You know, click the button and go.
And the first one is this Friday. Is that right? In Dublin Zoo. And then Croke Park is the following Friday, and Glasnevin Cemetery. And we have Freemasons Hall in Molesworth Street, the Canal Boat Restaurant.
Another place people really want to have a look at.
Yeah. The Canal Boat Restaurant in the Grand Canal Jetty, and the RDS then.
That's right.
Okay, well, there's plenty of opportunity there for people to get involved, so we'll urge our listeners to get involved in that.
Sure, and if anyone wants to write to me as well, they could just write to me on ray.yeates@dublincity.ie, and I'll come back to them.
That's great. Okay, that sounds very interesting, Ray, and thank you very much for taking the call this morning.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Yes, Ray Yeates there from Dublin City Council, and if you want to get involved with those Cafe Conversations and help Dublin's bid to be European Capital of Culture in 2020, you can do so on their website. Okay, we'll continue on with a piece of music. This is Marianne Faithfull and the Ballad of Lucy Jordan.